Isn't it kind of shocking that they haven't played in the World Series since 81?
Well, haven't played. These two teams haven't played since 81. I know, it is amazing for a rivalry that was so intense for so many decades. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to meet on the big stage.
Here we go. It's the L.A. Local World Series Edition on this October 25th, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. You'll probably hear this when Game 1 is already underway or done, but we'll have plenty of angles on a city gone blue. Plus, a ratings jump for the Menendez drama, with word they could actually walk free soon. And if you've been on the 101 in the Valley lately and you're like her,
I am one of those drivers and have been wondering what the hell they did.
We've got some answers for you. It's all ahead, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. One way of measuring excitement about the World Series is to look at ticket prices. A lot of people paid more than $1,000 to see Game 1 at Dodger Stadium.
What did it cost you to come here today?
$900.
$900 for one ticket?
It was worth it. My wife doesn't know.
My colleague John Baird sat down with Dodgers Executive Vice President Janet Marie Smith to talk about all the hype leading up to the Yankees-Dodgers series.
All the changes that have been made here, you can walk around the ballpark completely and they get unveiled for the World Series in a sense.
We love that. I mean, our president and CEO, Stan Kasten, has been talking about this for 12 years now. How do we keep the classic ballpark classic? How do we preserve this incredible view of the San Gabriel Mountains and Elysian Park itself? And yet, how do we modernize this so that we have concessions, restrooms, kids' areas, amenities that other new ballparks have without changing our 1962 vibe?
Isn't it kind of shocking that they haven't played in the World Series since 81?
Well, haven't played. These two teams haven't played since 81. I know, it is amazing for a rivalry that was so intense for so many decades. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to meet on the big stage.
Dodger fans have only seen the team celebrate a World Series clinching game one time. 1963 or something. One time. Could this be the year?
Could be the year, but we'd be okay to clean it up in New York, too.
Yeah, no kidding. A local sports merch store is getting slammed with people trying to get their hands on limited edition World Series Dodger caps, the ones they're wearing in Game 1. ProSiety's owner, Eric Park, says his store at 15th and Main is selling that hat as well as the cap they won after they won the NLDS.
What makes our store special is we offer hats that you can't find anywhere else. We actually work directly with New Era and we design our own hat. So everything is exclusive. You won't be able to find it in like the mall.
That's why they're getting a crush on him now. Park said the Korean-American community loves the Dodgers, especially thrilled because MVP Tommy Edman's the first Korean-American to be named postseason MVP.
We're really proud of everything he's done and how he's represented us really well. So, and he's played incredible. The whole Korean-American community is behind him, supporting him.
Fitted caps are $50. The ones with the snaps are $40. We've got some pictures of them at KNXnews.com.
He volver, volver.
There's a mariachi band paying tribute to Fernando Valenzuela before and during Game 1. He died, of course, you know by now, earlier this week at the age of 63. Jaime Jarrín, the former Spanish voice of the team for 64 years, tells KNX News he greeted Fernando when Fernando was brought to the Dodgers back in 1980. Had to finish that before we play the soundbite.
We were in Houston, and I came down to the clubhouse to greet him, to explain to him some of the regulations inside of the ball club regarding minor leaguers coming to the big league. Then I was very fortunate to greet him when he became an analyst in our broadcast. So he was like my younger brother to me.
Jarrín says he knew Fernando was not well the last time he saw him. More talk about the gondola from Union Station to the Dodger game, considering all the traffic happening on Friday night. Nathan Click is the spokesperson for Zero Emissions Transit, which is the firm that is trying to build this thing.
People are calling it Carmageddon. It's exactly this type of day that the gondola would be so much help for folks, both going to the games and leaving the games, but also folks who are trying to get home during rush hour.
You know, some people think this would create privacy issues, people being able to see into their yards from the gondola. But Shirley Zhang lives near the stadium, says it would help with traffic in her neighborhood.
You see some of the negative effects. You know, a lot of people are like walking in and out of the streets selling merchandise. We catch people urinating on the streets and the sidewalks because they can't wait for every 40 minutes. It's really frustrating. And to have an option that takes all of those people and all of those cars and takes them off of College Street is something that we look forward to.
It's been in the works for a while. We'll see if it gets any momentum now. Is the World Series something to lose sleep over?
Even if the series goes 7 games, that's only a week and a half of poor sleep, right? How bad could it be?
Lack of sleep, even a short period of time, impacts performance heavily.
Dr. Chris Winter is a neurologist and sleep specialist who has worked with several baseball franchises, including the Los Angeles Dodgers, who will battle the New York Yankees for the world title. He says it's not just the players who will feel excitement and stress during the games.
When the game's over, it doesn't necessarily mean you've, you know, done the proper wind down before you go to bed. The exciting victory or the crushing defeat can really make it hard for some people to fall asleep.
Sleep-deprived people can have a tough time concentrating and can be irritable. Winter's advice: prioritize sleep. Sleep in when you can. Catch a nap when it's possible. That way, you won't strike out at bedtime.
That's Eric Thomas reporting. Full coverage of the World Series around the clock, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. On the Odyssey app, just search for KNX News and follow us there. Other news now. After the release of the pillowcase rapist, as he is called, a man who has raped more than 40 women, people in the Antelope Valley are not sitting around. They say they want to take action.
Despite hundreds of letters sent to the judge expressing community concerns, Christopher Hubbert has been ordered to return to the Antelope Valley. Local residents like Mary Jeters are worried about the release of the sexually violent predator, or SVP, which is a legal term used for certain individuals who've been convicted of serious sexual offenses and are considered likely to reoffend.
Well, Christopher Hubbert was placed out here 10 years ago, and there was constant, continuous protest that entire time that he was here. It almost seems like torture to put him back here because it isn't fair to him, and it certainly isn't fair to the community.
Jeter says they'll continue to push back for as long as it takes.
Hopefully it won't be forever. I'm not the only person fighting this. There are so many people in this community that are joining together. That's why we're planning this event on Saturday.
And would it be safe to say that one of the biggest concerns isn't just the one SVP released?
Absolutely, yes. And we know there are at least 19 more in Coalinga State Mental Hospital, and that Liberty Healthcare and the Department of State Hospitals is pushing to release them out into communities throughout the state.
They'll be protesting at the Juniper Hills Community Center at noon on Saturday. If you've driven along the 101 in the valley lately from Calabasas to the 134, you've probably noticed something weird, these annoying grooves in the pavement. Well, they're about to go away, and my colleague Pete Demetrio talks about why they were there in the first place.
If, like me, you drive the 101 a lot, you notice a line of ridges in lane 1 and 2, and when your tires hit them, you get a buzzing noise. That ghost stripe, as it's called, was put in to allow a lane shift for safety to let workers complete median wall work. But Jim Medina with Caltrans says the normal way of removing the stripe using ordinary traffic flow wasn't working.
Most times with these types of grooves, because we removed these lines before in other areas, and they usually get smoothed out over time just through normal wear and tear, but these were a little more pronounced, and so that's why we're going to the special machine, the skid abrader, to flatten it out.
Once abraded, the 101 will revert to being a smooth, silent drive once again.
You know, a story resonates with people when they start to call us, and I just want to play this comment we got from a listener once Pete's story that you just heard went on the air.
I am one of those drivers and have been wondering what the hell they did. And I have been altering my driving pattern within the lane.
I've been meaning to call Caltrans to find out what the hell that was for. And so I really appreciate your story. It answered a lot of questions, and I'm so happy to hear that they're doing something about it. Have a great weekend, you guys. Thanks.
Hey, you too. You know, it's the little things that you notice every day that you don't even know you wanted to know until you hear them on KNX News. What is the big news about the Menendez brothers doing for ratings on Netflix? Next.
I thought that getting rid of them was going to make me feel better. I'm having these nightmares.
Probably not. Too surprising that Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, streaming numbers have jumped 40%, number one for a second straight week now, on the news that the LADA, George Gascon, is recommending they be immediately eligible for parole. Two other Netflix shows had great opening weeks, Nobody Wants This, and the docuseries Mr. McMahon about World Wrestling Entertainment, Vince McMahon. Streaming movies, Inside Out 2 on Disney Plus came in number two on the streaming charts. And that's the LA Local for this 25th of October. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And we are back on Monday. Go Dodgers. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.